Beware of the Signs with your news headlines and Tim Mulware. Yesterday, we talked about who needs to be vaccinated from whooping cough. Today, we'll talk about symptoms. Director of the Finney County Health Department, Ashley Goss, knows whooping cough is more than just the common cold.
People may think that's what it is, as runny nose, low-grade fever, and an occasional cough. But at that point, they're very contagious. The first stage could last a week or two. Then your cough is going to go from occasional to very frequent, numerous, rapid coughs, which is where it gets its name because the cough sounds like a whoop.
Vomiting can also be a symptom in stage two.
There's nothing wrong with calling and asking questions. They can call us at any time. They can call their primary care provider. If they've been contacted by another county to tell them that they have been in direct contact with a positive case, those are going to be people that we really want to stay in contact with.
Goss says it can take a long time to get over whooping cough. For a complete and up-to-date news headlines, visit our website at westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Mulware.